Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Chav Vav, Moed Katan 26. And today's Daf Yomi, Gemara continues with its discussion of the laws of mourning. And on the bottom of 26b, Gemara brings a brisa with respect to somebody who wears a garment when that was already torn, or a borrowed garment, and they find out about their mourning, and so they have to tear their garment. So this says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the brisa says, Hayotzi bebeged karua, if a person goes out with a garment that was already torn, with nea mace, in front of the dead body, meaning to say they don't want to tear a garment, so they're going out with a garment that looks already torn, and so therefore they're not tearing their garment for their relative. Hareze gozel as a mace, this person is stealing from the dead because he hasn't torn their garment, and so therefore he's responsible to tear his garment in front of them. And so from the fact that he's not tearing the garment, he's stealing the honor that is due to them. And also, not only that, he's also stealing from the living. Vesachayim, he's also stealing from the living, because he's tricking them. He's making them think that he tore his garment for the dead body. And so as a result of this, he's stealing from both the dead and the living. And the Ritva writes that he's diminishing the honor of the dead because he's not tearing the garment for him. And so therefore he's embarrassing him and his relatives, and he's stealing something that he can never ever pay back. And it says in Maseches Smachos that stealing from the dead is worse than stealing from the living, because somebody who steals from the living can pay him back or appease him. But somebody who steals from the dead, Rachmana Litzlan, for somebody who does such a thing, can never pay him back. Can never pay back the debt. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the Braisa continues, Homer lechavero, someone who says to the friend, Hashilini chalukha, ve'ilach v'avaker, es abba shulchoa. He says, lend me your garment, and then I'm going to go and visit my father, who's very sick. And then he goes and he visits his father, and he finds that his father is dead. Korea, he's allowed to tear the garment for his father, even though it's his friend's garment, because when he told him that he was going to visit his father, and he told him his father is sick, it's as though he asked permission to tear the garment if Rachmana Litzlan will find his father dead. And afterwards, ma'acho, and afterwards he can mend the garment, meaning to say, since the Rush explains, that's what the Rush says, but then the Rush questions this, since he tore it with permission, why would it be permitted to mend it? It's prohibited to mend a garment that was torn for your father. And so therefore he writes that he changes the version and says, somebody says, I want to go and visit the sick, but he doesn't say he's going to visit his father. It makes it sound like it's a different relative. And that's why he's allowed to mend the garment. That's what the Rush says. And when he comes back to his home, when the mourner comes back home, he should return the garment, and he should give to the person who he borrowed it from the value. He should pay him back for the decrease in value in the garment that he tore. But if he didn't let the person know when he was borrowing it that he's going to visit his father who's sick, then he's not going to be allowed to touch it because he's stealing from his friend. And the question of whether or not he's obligated to tear the garment afterwards when he finds his own garment, that's going to be a discussion that the Gemara discussed back on Daf Chaf. So Rabbi Shimon ben Hayasom says that there's another reason why he can't touch it, because if he's going to touch it, meaning to say if he's going to tear the garment, then nobody's ever going to lend their garments out to people, because they're worried, if I'm going to lend you my garment and the garment gets torn and you come in contact with a dead person, then you're going to tear it. So, and the Shach writes that, let's say you would tear this garment that you borrowed from this person without telling him that you're going to visit a sick person, you have not fulfilled your obligation, because it's like you borrowed something without permission, and somebody who borrows something without permission is considered a thief. And if somebody tears a garment that's a stolen garment, has not fulfilled his obligation of tearing the garment. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And so therefore, the Shach says that even if you tore it, you have not fulfilled your obligation. And the Gemara tells us, the next brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Chol HaShemes Lo Meis. Let's say you have a sick person who, let's say a person who's sick, and then somebody who's very close to him, Rachmana Litzlan, dies, either his father or one of the other relatives, you don't tell him about the person who died. Why? Shemati Tarif Daito, we're concerned that if you tell this person about his loved one who died, that maybe he's going to be in such pain and distress, and that he himself will die. And so therefore, Ve'emet Karim Befanav, we don't tell, we don't tear the garments in front of him, Meshatkenes Anashim Befanav, and we don't allow the women to eulogize and to cry in front of him, because we're worried that he himself is going to get, going to hear about this or figure it out and learn from this matter. So this is obviously very difficult halacha, and the Ran writes that from the words of this brisa, from the fact that we say that a sick person, you can't let them know about it, we learn from here that for somebody who's healthy, you have to tell him. It's obligated to tell him about the death of one of his relatives, because we don't want to allow this person to miss the opportunity to engage in the mitzvah of mourning for the dead. Famously, the Lubavitcher Rebbe did not tell his mother about, he forbid anybody to tell his mother about the death of her son. And for many years, he made sure that he, by reading all of her correspondence first, that nobody wrote her a letter or said anything to her about the death of her son, and so she was never told about the death of her son.